Now, moving on to our hadith discussion for this afternoon. There are many ways in which we can do good, and the doors to good deeds are vast and are numerous. That is part of the sa'adat and the good fortune of a believer, that every good deed, any inclination towards good, anything that is deemed as good, and you engage in that with the right intention, you will be rewarded. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kullu ma'rufin sadaqatun," every good deed is a charity. So a Muslim is truly fortunate because his every good deed reaps him the reward of charity, in the light of the hadith that we've mentioned, that we learn that charity will grow in reward. And this hadith indicates that charity is not confined to physical spending. And that is something that we need to understand. That charity is not confined to physical spending. That to smile at your Muslim brother or sister, that is also charity. It's not a privilege of the wealthy. And we shouldn't think that when the topic of charity comes, that you say, no, you know what, I'm a charity case myself. And many people say, you know, that I'm a charity case myself. I was sitting with someone and he said, you know, you won't believe, but I'm a zakat case myself. And people say these things very open and brazenly. And while for some it may be a means of feeling humiliated and disgraced, for others they take pride in it and they want to, in that way, extort as much as they can from people. So every good deed is a means of charity. And it's a privilege for the wealthy. It's not a privilege of the wealthy, but rather there are various ways of charity. It is stated in the hadith that إِذَا مَرِضَ الْعَبْدُ أَوْ سَافَرَ كُتِبَ لَهُ مِثْلَ مَا كَانَ يَعْمَلُ مُقِيمًا صَحِيحًا. Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ashari radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person fall ill or is on a journey, the same good deeds that he used to do while he was healthy or a resident, meaning when he's in his normal town, is recorded in his favor. And this shows to us the immense mercy of Allah, in that good deeds that we are habitual in are recorded in our favor when we cannot do them. If you are constant throughout your life in performing the tahajjud salah, or performing salah with jama'ah in the masjid, going for the fajr salah, it's your later or your latter years when you don't have the strength, when you no longer are able to do that, and then you will attain that reward because of you being consistent in it. And that is one of the beauties of consistency. And as we start of the new year, one of our goals should be to attain consistency in all that we do. It is also stated in Abu Dawood, the best deeds done by a person when he's healthy are recorded for him when he's ill. In addition, good deeds that refer to optional ones, not the obligatory ones, because the obligatory ones, if you don't do it, or there are different ways in which you can fulfill it, but you have to do it under all circumstances. So what we need to understand is that the doors of goodness, the doors of attaining reward, are numerous, and we need to explore every avenue. مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَغْرِسُ غَرْسًا إِلَّا كَانَ مَا أَكَلَ مِنْهُ لَهُ صَدَقَةً. If you plant a tree, everyone or everything that eats from it will be a means of charity for you. وَمَا سُرِقَ مِنْهُ لَهُ صَدَقَةً. If something is stolen from it, it will be charity. وَلَا يَرْزَأُهُ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا كَانَ لَهُ صَدَقَةٌ. That whatever someone takes from it, that it will be a means of charity from you. No Muslim plants a tree without him receiving the reward of charity until the day of Qiyamah. An animal, a bird eats from it. These are all ways in which you can strive to attain goodness and increase your reward in the Akhirah.